This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower and this is ATIS. Here's what you need to know today. The biggest passenger airplanes in the world are disappearing, not all at once. Not in some dramatic crash of the market, but quietly, steadily, the giants are being parked, scrapped, and replaced by airplanes half their size. And there's a story in that. A story about how the airline business actually works and what it means for those of us who look up when something big goes overhead. So today we're counting down the 10 largest passenger jets flying in 2026. And along the way, I want to tell you why the era of the super jumbo is ending and what's taking its place. Let's get into it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, before we count down, let me frame the trend, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. For decades, the airline industry chased size. Bigger airplanes meant more seats per departure, and more seats per departure meant lower cost per seat, at least on paper. The thinking went like this: build huge airplanes, fly them between a handful of massive hub airports, and let smaller jets feed passengers into those hubs. That was the hub and spoke model, and the four-engine giant was its crown jewel. But the math changed. Two engines got better, a lot better. The big high-bypass turbofans flying today produce more thrust, burn less fuel, and stay reliable enough that two of them can now do work that used to require four. Regulators expanded the rules that let twin-engine airplanes fly long over water routes, and suddenly a twin jet could cross the Pacific just as legally as a four-hauler. And when you can move 250 people across an ocean with two engines instead of 400 people with four engines, the economics tilt hard. You burn less fuel. You can fly the route more often. You can fly point to point, skipping the giant hub, entirely passengers like that. Nobody wakes up wanting a connection. So the four-engine giants, the airplanes that define the skyline of international aviation, started to look like the wrong tool. Too many seats to fill, too much fuel to burn, too few routes that could justify them. That's the backdrop. Now let's count down. Number 10 on our list is the Boeing 767. The 767 is a wide-body twin jet, and by the standards of this list, it's the small one. But it earns its place because it's still hauling passengers, and increasingly freight all over the world. Decades after it first flew, in its stretched variants, it runs a bit over 180 feet long. It's the airplane that helped prove twins could fly the Atlantic, and that legacy is exactly why the giants above it are shrinking. Number 9 is the Airbus A340. This one's a four-engine long hauler, and it tells our story in miniature. When it arrived, four engines meant you could fly anywhere without worrying about overwater restrictions. But four engines also mean four engines worth of fuel and maintenance. As the rules loosened for twins, the A340's reason for existing eroded. Airlines have been retiring them steadily. The longest version stretches beyond 240 feet, which is enormous, but length on this list is only part of the picture. Number 8, the Airbus A330. The A330 is the twin-engine sibling that frankly helped kill the four-engine A340. Same family, two fewer engines, far better economics for most routes. The newest version, the A330neo, with new generation engines, is one of the airplanes airlines are actually buying instead of the giants. It's long, it's efficient, and it's a glimpse of where the market is going. Number 7 is the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. You've heard us mention the Dreamliner on this show before. The biggest version, the 787-10, runs about 224 feet long, and here's the thing. The Dreamliner is a big airplane, but it's a twin built from composite materials designed from the first sketch to fly long, thin routes that a super jumbo could never fill profitably. The Dreamliner is, in a real sense, the airplane that made the giants unnecessary. Number 6, the Airbus A350. Airbus's answer to the Dreamliner. Another twin-engine composite, long-range wide-body. The stretched version, the A350-1000, comes in around the same length as the biggest Dreamliner. A little over 240 feet in its longest form. It seats a lot of people. It flies extraordinary distances, and it does it on two engines. This is the airplane many airlines chose instead of buying more four-engine jumbos. The order books tell the story. Now we cross into true giant territory. Number 5 is the Boeing 747-8. The final stretched evolution of the original jumbo jet at about 250 feet long. The Dash 8 is the longest passenger airplane Boeing ever built, longer than the airplane sitting above it on this list, in fact. But length isn't everything, and the 747-8 in passenger service is a rare bird now. only a couple of airlines ever flew the passenger version in numbers. Most 747-8s you'll see today are hauling freight, not people. The passenger queen has mostly moved to the cargo ramp. Number 4, the original Boeing 747 in its earlier passenger variants, the Dash 400 and its kin. This is the airplane that for a generation simply meant air travel. The hump, the upper deck, the four engines spooling up on a transatlantic departure. The 747-400 runs about 231 feet long and carried, in typical layouts, more than 400 passengers. But airline after airline has retired its passenger 747s. When a major carrier flies its last 747 passenger service, it makes the news and it always draws a crowd. That tells you something. We know we're watching the end of an era. Number 3 is the Boeing 777, specifically the stretched 777-300ER and the new 777X coming into service. And here's where it gets interesting. The 777-300ER is about 242 feet long, and the new 777X is longer still, stretching past 250 feet. This is a twin-engine airplane. Two engines, the largest jet engines ever built, each one with a fan roughly the diameter of a narrow-body fuselage. The 777 proves the whole thesis of this segment. You no longer need four engines to build one of the largest airliners on Earth. Two enormous efficient engines will do it, and do it cheaper. This affects you if you fly internationally, by the way. The airplane carrying you across an ocean in the next few years is far more likely to be a big twin than any four-engine giant. The ride is the same. The economics behind your ticket are completely different. Number 2 is the Boeing 747 in its highest density configurations, the airplane that for 37 years held the title of the world's largest passenger jet. From its first flight in 1969 until the airplane we're about to name took the crown, nothing carried more people. The 747 didn't just move passengers. It made long-haul travel affordable for ordinary people for the first time. That's its real legacy, not the size, the access. And number 1, the largest passenger airplane in the world in 2026 is the Airbus A380. The A380 is a genuine giant, a full double-deck cabin running the entire length of the fuselage, about 239 feet long, with a wingspan around 261 feet. In a typical airline layout, it carries more than 500 passengers. In an all-economy configuration, it's certified for over 800. There is nothing else like it in the sky. When an A380 taxis past, everything else on the ramp looks small, and yet, Airbus has already ended production of the A380. The line is closed. The last one was delivered. This magnificent airplane, the biggest passenger jet ever to fly, was built for a future that didn't arrive, a future of ever larger airplanes shuttling between a few mega hubs. The market chose point-to-point flying on efficient twins instead. Here's the irony, and it's worth sitting with for a moment. The A380 is the largest passenger airplane in the world, and it's also the clearest evidence that the age of the largest passenger airplanes is over. The airplane at the top of the list is the airplane that proved the list itself is shrinking. Now, that's not the whole story either. The A380 has had a strange second act. A handful of airlines that planned to retire theirs brought them back. Because when travel demand surged after the lean years, those carriers suddenly needed every seat they could find. And the A380, whatever its economics, is very good at one thing, putting an enormous number of people on a single airplane on a slot-constrained route into a crowded airport. Where you can only land so many airplanes per hour, the airplane that carries the most people per landing has real value. So the giant isn't dead, it's just specialized. It found the narrow niche where being the biggest still pays. So, what should you take away from all this? A few things. First, watch the engines, not the fuselage. The defining shift in airliner design over your flying lifetime is the triumph of the big, efficient twin. Two engines now do what four used to. That's not a small footnote. It reshaped the entire global route map, and it's why your nonstop to a smaller city exists at all. Second, if you want to fly on one of these giants, don't wait forever. The four-engine queens, the 747 and the A380 in passenger service, are on borrowed time. They're being retired route by route, year by year. If flying on a double-decker or sitting in the hump of a 747 is on your list, the window is closing. And third, for those of us in general aviation, there's a lesson hiding in here. The industry didn't get more efficient by building bigger. It got more efficient by building smarter, by matching the airplane to the mission instead of forcing the mission to fit the airplane. That's a principle that works at every scale, right down to choosing the right airplane for the trip you're actually flying. Not the trip you imagine. The giants gave us something real. They democratized the sky. They made it normal for an ordinary person to cross an ocean. We should be grateful for that, even as we watch them roll into the desert. The reporting and the rankings for today's countdown come from AeroTime, whose team put together the full list of the world's largest passenger airplanes for 2026. You can find more of our segments at RadioHangar.com. The biggest airplane in the sky is also the last of its kind. There's a whole story in that. I'm Tower. Keep your eyes up.